Isaiah chapter 61, the Spirit of the Lord is on me, because Yahweh has anointed me to preach good news to the humble. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to those who are bound, to proclaim the time of Yahweh's grace and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. Well, these words are quoted in the New Testament about the Lord Jesus, that he was sent with good news to the humble and for the brokenhearted and to those who feel that they're in prison. So, the gospel, the good news, is only good news to the humble, the brokenhearted, those who feel they're trapped in prison, and to comfort those who mourn, for those who are crying. So, this is why the gospel is only really attractive to those kind of people. Those who are proud and arrogant, and those who think that they've got everything, that they're wealthy and that they're popular, so they don't mourn, they don't have any regrets. What do they see in the gospel? So when we wonder why life hasn't quite gone for us as we think it should have done or could have done, yeah, that's intentional. That's not our failure. That is God moving us to the point where we are those who cry. We are those who are brokenhearted. We are the humbled. Because the gospel is for us. So it's to appoint to those who mourn in Zion, to give to them a garland for their ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. They shall build the old wastes, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. Gentiles shall stand and feed your flocks, and foreigners shall be your ploughmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priests of Yahweh. Men will call you the ministers of our God. You will eat the wealth of the nations, and you will boast in their glory. So this is what could have happened for the exiles when the Jews were in exile in Persia and Babylon. They could have returned, and some of the Gentiles could have come with them and served them, and they could have rebuilt the waste cities, rebuilt Jerusalem, but that sadly is not what happened because they didn't want it. And it's the same with the message of the gospel as it goes out to people today. They don't want it because they prefer the soft life. But God has called us to have the same hope of the kingdom. And so this is why we are saying yes to God all the way through. We want to be his people. We want to say yes to him all the way through so that this kingdom can become true for us as it will when Jesus comes back. And we will be the priests of God in the sense that we will bring other people to him. And that's the greatest thing you can do in your life, to bring other people to God. And even if in this life you think, well, I can't find anyone who's interested in the gospel at school, in the workplace, in our family, or whatever situation we're in, that's okay. The great thing is that we have the desire for that so that when Jesus comes back, we'll be able to actually do that which we desire. Instead of your shame, you will have double, and instead of dishonor, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be to them, for I, Yahweh, love justice. I hate robbery and iniquity. I will give them their recompense in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their seed will be known among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which Yahweh has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in Yahweh. This is, I think, Isaiah sort of butting in and thinking, wow, this is true for me as well. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its bud, and as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord Yahweh will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. So this is going to happen. This is going to be seen on this earth. And you and I can really be there. Because we can be the seed of the Lord that it talks about here. By being baptized into Jesus, we become the seed of Abraham, And by abiding in Jesus, we really are that seed and we will inherit the earth. We really will be there. This is the great promise of the gospel.